Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR and WBUR.org. With the start of the Winter Olympics just 2 weeks away, there are increasing concerns about possible attacks in Sochi. Russian President Vladimir Putin is implementing a massive security effort there after threats against the Games from nearby Dagestan. Boston Globe reporter David Filipov will be covering the Games. He was recently in Dagestan to report on the life of Dagestan native, suspected Boston Marathon bomber Tamerlan Tsarnaev. We started by asking Filipov if he's concerned for his own safety.
Yeah, obviously I'm worried, but not to sound cavalier. I spent 2 months in Dagestan last year, where every day somebody's getting killed in raids or car bombs, and at the same time you can be there and it never affects you. So in that atmosphere, it's always a concern. It's a bigger concern because Sochi is attracting so much attention, because there's going to be so many Americans there, because all these security preparations have been in place, and because it's a huge sporting event. And who better than we in Boston knows what can happen at big sporting events?
But also, I mean, it's very different from Dagestan. We've got, you know, the security in place. We heard from Congressman Keating regarding what sorts of personnel has been lined up. 40,000 police officers, drones, robotic counterterrorism units. So with that kind of security, David, it's a little worrisome. I think a lot of people are really concerned about what might happen there.
Well, you know, the security should make you feel the opposite, but that's just it. That security is great protection against the kind of thing rebels in Russia, Islamic rebels, have done in the past. You know, take over a school, take an entire theater hostage. That's really unlikely when you have something like the size of the force that we used to take down Saddam's Iraq all in this one city. On the other hand, what that system is not necessarily good for is somebody slipping in there, or more importantly, somebody who might have been waiting in Sochi for this to all be set up. You know, they don't have to strike at the Games. They can hit a railroad station right outside Sochi, right outside the security zone, right outside the ring of steel, as they call it.
Now, you mentioned the time that you spent in Dagestan last year, and you were reporting on the late Tamerlan Tsarnaev. He is one of the brothers suspected to have carried out the Boston Marathon bombings. You looked into his potential connection to insurgents in Dagestan, and now remind us that connection and then their potential connection to possibly threatening the Olympics.
For young Tamerlan Tsarnaev, an American who speaks Russian with a strange for them accent, who doesn't act like the people in Dagestan, who sticks out in a lot of different ways, for him to get into one of these groups, to get accepted, I rule that out as completely impossible. And what we suspect happened is that he may have contacted people on the internet. He may have even rubbed elbows with them in one of the mosques he attended. And they very quickly decided that we can't count on this guy, and they left him out of it. Then he went back to the United States and made his fateful decision to do it himself. As far as these groups, what they're capable of, you know, these are hardened desperados who have this goal. We are going to establish the Caucasus Emirates. We're going to sow such fear in Russia that Putin's government's going to fall. We're going to establish our Islamic state governed by Sharia law. And we don't care how much blood we spill to get there. All they've got to do is make people afraid of them, to prove that they exist, to prove that they can blow something up. That's their entire goal right now. So they're capable of anything, right? If they blow up a train station and six people die, God forbid, then they've achieved their goal. We've shown that we exist. You can't get rid of us.
It must be just so strange, and it must bring back memories of what happened, certainly in Boston, and you just obviously spent time there looking into the possible connection to the bombings. I mean, all of it must be just surreal.
Well, if you really want to talk surreal, I spent 10 years covering the war in Chechnya next door to Dagestan. It's sort of that war ended and that rebellion moved into Dagestan. When I was in Chechnya, one of the things we knew is that Americans knew about Chechnya. They were sort of interested in Chechnya. Nobody cared about Dagestan. It's too obscure, too far away. The idea that I'm sitting here in the United States right now and we have to think about this place is beyond surreal to me. And yet, because the Olympics is there and because these groups are so persistent, and because somebody with a Dagestan connection, remember, Tamerlan Tsarnaev is half Avar. That's a nationality that's from Dagestan. He's only half Chechen. And so his people come from there. The fact that that Dagestan Rebellion inserted itself even in a salient way into our daily lives. That blows my mind, frankly.
David Filipov from the Boston Globe, who will be heading to Sochi to cover the Olympics soon. David, thanks for being with us, and be careful.
Thanks. I'm also going to try to have fun.
Okay. Good. I hope so. Thank you.